This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Days left, 43 until the most historic election, undoubtedly hands down in world history. It's Monday, the 24th day of September, 2018. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar. We're going to be here live for the next 4 hours in the war room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Rod Rosenstein is on his way to the White House. Mainstream media says he'll either be fired or resign. Well, look, he got caught trying to overthrow the president working with others. And now, because he's no longer useful to the deep state, they are preparing to throw him overboard because Trump has told the entire swamp that if they don't get loyal immediately to the Republic and stop the attempts for the 25th Amendment and for basically martial law in this country, even Politico and even McClatchy, in fact, we give you the stack that's in the podcast room from last night, they even called it a nightmare scenario, end-of-the-world scenario, civil emergency. And that's really the big takeaway, is the Democrats are enjoying their third term of Obama right now in their minds. They call Hillary the president all over television, and they've got their bureaucrats taking orders from Hillary and Obama, and Obama is operating under executive orders that put a civil emergency in place right before he left office, and that's in all the documents. That's what's so incredible about all of this. And so Mike Adams is joining us in the third hour. He made the point that under the Constitution and under executive orders that are already there, that Trump could basically arrest thousands of members of the deep state who are trying to overthrow the election. You see, they're the ones that have brought us to the point of civil emergency and saying they want a bigger civil emergency, that they want 25th Amendment. We don't want martial law. I don't want martial law. And I don't want to say I'm going to debate it with Mike, but I'm going to discuss the different angles of it. But because of the climate that we are in this country, and because of how dangerous things have gotten, and because of the criminal elements that are operating as if Trump's illegitimate and as if they're their own government, we have two parallel governments operating at the federal level, and that is insanely dangerous. You have Obama and John Kerry following Trump around, a day behind him around the world, trying to derail the diplomacy and the detente and the actions of the United States because they're globalists working against this country. So what does the president do at the point that they're trying to organize the FBI, the Justice Department, the CIA to overthrow the president and go after President Trump's supporters? What do you do when you're faced with a multinational globalist Chinese communist funded group of traitors? What would George Washington do with all of this ongoing treason that is unfolding? So I don't want to escalate this into open tanks on the streets. That's the most extreme form of martial law. We're under a civil emergency. Obama declared one. Trump never rescinded it, and I never thought of that. I knew about the emergency Obama put in, and we're the first to talk about it, and it's why they want us banned, because we're pointing out real politique, how things really work, the deep state. Now it's being picked up by Hannity and Limbaugh and obviously Tucker Carlson and others, because it's true. We cover the hard subjects that others are afraid to cover. We hit the barbed wire, and we're respected for that by the president and by others, and we've been thanked for that. And the globalists have my phones tapped, the deep state. They know. That's why they want me destroyed. They know I have the will to stand up and tell the truth, and I have the will to cover the things that have got to be done, even if it destroys me, because in the long run, that will end up saving everybody else. I'll be destroyed anyways if they win. So I'm doing that. And that's why they have their disinfo operatives in mainstream media and the corporate system and the people posing as patriots constantly lying about me, demonizing me, and then Google and YouTube promote all those lies and then block all of our info because this is a exercise in shutting us down and then defaming us and destroying us to try to undermine the president. I mean, that's the reality. That's the reality of what's happening.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, Barack Hussein Obama has been enjoying his third term in office, according to the deep state. They've been ignoring everything Trump tries to do, but Trump has wrested control of much of the federal apparatus away from them, and so you see the country coming back from the dead, horrifying the globalists because they know they've been suppressing us by design. This just broke minutes ago. It's on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and, of course, DrudgeReport.com. As we speak, Rosenstein resigns, and we have him walking towards the White House literally just 2 minutes ago. We'll roll some of that here in just a moment. Rosenstein resigns after reports he considered taping Trump, sources say. That from Bloomberg, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, the official in charge of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation, has verbally resigned to White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, according to one person familiar with the matter. And why are they in trouble? Trump has the notes. He has the documents. He has the emails, the text messages between this cabal before he got into office, when he was the nominee, when he was president-elect, right through. He now has the entire spy grid apparatchik, and he is able to now know all the things they did. So they have been hoisted on their own spear. They've fallen into the pit of their own making. The resignation was delivered to Kelly late last week, but it's unclear whether Rosenstein is planning to follow through with a formal resignation. Ah, very deceptive. See how they operate? The person said they wanted to trick Trump into saying, fine, you're gone. Ah, very skillful, very snake-like. A second person said that Rosenstein isn't expected to be in the job after Monday. Ladies and gentlemen, the move comes after reports that Rosenstein suggested to colleagues this year that he would secretly record conversations with President Donald Trump. Rosenstein was heading to the White House late Monday morning amid media reports that he is expected to be fired. And let's roll some of Fox News just minutes ago as he was walking to the White House to resign. Here it is.
The president and senior Justice Department officials at the end of last week, sort of a cautionary meeting or with the president's deputies about the impact of declassifying these FISA records, in particular the concern of two U.S. allies who provided intelligence that helped build that FISA application. I think it's not a secret that those allies include Australia.
So again, ladies and gentlemen, what have I been saying since January 20th? 2017, when the president was sworn in? And why did they get rid of our YouTube channel with billions of views? and millions of views that day because I laid out in a speech surrounded by people after the inauguration in the middle of the street that the president must declassify the illegal spying on him and his campaign and the RNC, and that he must remove the deep state operatives that were planning to try to sabotage his administration because they'd said they were spying on him illegally. They'd said they were going to undermine and block him. They said they were circulating COG plans when he was president-elect of how they were going to do it. And then I've studied how they've done this in other countries and how our own deep state works, and I laid it out. And that's why they want us off the air, because we're on target. Not because we're fake news, but because when the globalists tune in, they go, my God, it's like this man sits in on our briefing rooms. How does he know all this? Well, has the average globalist even read Tragedy and Hope by Carol Quigley, one of your top operatives, or the four books by Zbigniew Brzezinski, where he talked about world government plan? He's one of the top advisors. Or Kissinger's books? They say it all. You're the reason your world government's in trouble. You're the reason it's falling apart, not me. You thought you'd set up a private dictatorial world government? And that you would just deny it existed, and then once it went totally operational with world armies and world taxes and world courts? And once you tried to dissolve Western borders and collapse us into the third world, which is all part of the admitted plan? That people would put up with that? I believed in humanity. I believe that when people learned about this, they would get upset and say no. Now, here's the stalemate. Here's the deadlock. Here's the Mexican standoff. Here is the catch-22 we're in. These globalists with fiat banking have stolen trillions and trillions of dollars for themselves and saddled us with fake fiat debt. They've got unlimited wealth, but they don't have political power anymore as humanity awakens. And so they're doubling down with censorship and with social disorder and with race war in their own admissions. How do we know? It's in the WikiLeaks. But it's in the PhD level. Social sciences that you guys use, class warfare. That's classic Marxism. You know, mega bankers, Marxism? Yes, that's the people 170 years ago were leaving the plantations. So the British crown funded communism. It's all on record as a way to get serfs to go back to a commune. They'd already been on that. That sounded like where they were supposed to go back to. This time the politicians will run you. Everyone will share everything. Balderdash. Poppycock. B.S. Bravo Sierra. So, we've got Elizabeth Warren saying time to use the 25th Amendment. We've got Al Green, articles of impeachment, 25th Amendment, everything else. And you've even got CNN saying, remember, the 25th Amendment requires political apocalypse. Apocalypse. Now, what's that mean? Ladies and gentlemen, that's martial law. That's civil emergency. And I've talked hundreds of times about the executive orders Obama put into place before he left office and how it was a deep state coup, and I laid out the entire blueprint. But it wasn't until I saw Mike Adams' article that it all clicked. When I first talked to him about it and I saw it, I thought it was extreme. And from a perspective, it is. Emergency report, Trump planning mass arrest, military tribunal for deep state traitors. It's on InfoWars.com. It's gone viral. Get it out there, buddy. But it's because they've already said they're going to countermand the president. They're already ignoring his orders. That is martial law. When regular rule of law is suspended, even by the Congress and the president, it's martial law. What about when it's the deep state rogue groups in the CIA and the Justice Department trying to normalize it on television, saying we're ignoring him, we're doing what we want, we're the resistance? What is that? That is martial law by a rogue group in the government, not even martial law during a meteor strike or a super volcano or a category 9.2 earthquake. And there's civil unrest. You declare martial law in those areas. This is political, bureaucratic martial law. And what did Lindsey Graham on Fox News and CNN Sunday night call it? We're going to play that clip coming up. He said, we have a political, bureaucratic coup countermanding the rule of law, ruling over much of the federal government in the country outside of law. That's a quote. That's martial law. These crazy people put us into a parallel martial law system, and Obama is a mile from the White House running his own operation. They've got big tech taking all the orders to ban everybody from James Woods to Alex Jones. That's right, James Woods just got suspended. It's on. And I have specifically had the White House and the president thank me recently for the fact that I'm covering the hard topics no one else will to hit the barbed wire. So to all the disinfo operatives and people out there that claim I'm somehow not with the president and all that, you see that disinfo pushed by YouTube and the big media, everything else we say is shadow banned. It's because they don't want you to hear what the president wants you to hear. The president's been on my show. I talk to the president. I'm a real person. I'm not some anonymous person. You understand?
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Brian. broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Gentlemen, Alex Jones here, worldwide, broadcasting on hundreds of TV stations, radio stations across the country, and at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com with our own audio and video feeds. But everywhere else, we are being blocked. We are being completely banned, not just shadow banned. And now it's happening to James Woods. Now it's happening to every other prominent person you can imagine, only 43 days out from the election. The good news is Trump pressuring Rosenstein to resign, because now Bloomberg's usually pretty accurate, even though they're globalist, their business news. I found them to be a lot more accurate than, you know, kind of your mainstream ABC or CBS or NBC or CNN. And they're saying that he has already resigned verbally. But of course, they were trying to trick the president into announcing it early so he could then deny it. It's total rat-like behavior. And Trump has the Trump cards, pun intended, in that he has McCabe, he has Comey, he has all their text messages. These people are very, very arrogant. But now they're saying he expects to be fired with that disgusting, again, possum-like smirk that he has that's so unbelievable. Remember, he changed the succession in the Justice Department from the Deputy Attorney General to the Inspector General, the watchdog, to just low-level political operatives of the Bushes and the Clintons. He is an arrogant little monster. And then they used the corporate media to bludgeon the president over the head to say, how dare you, never remove him, never remove Mueller. Let him do giant fishing expeditions. Let him go after people's taxes 15 years ago. Let him go after girlfriends that you gave money to 15 years ago. Nothing to do with Russia. Let us raid your lawyers. Meanwhile, Hillary committed crimes that are mind-boggling. This is the arrogant mental illness of the Clinton-Bush dynasty and their little stay-behind operatives that they left behind inside the government via Obama's executive orders, believing that they were actually still in charge. So they all walked around cockily, and they went on TV, Brennan and all the rest of them, and said, we're still in charge. The government's not going to do what this guy says. The government's going to kill the president. Seven ways to Sunday to take him down. We're in charge. But the arrogance is now evaporating. But remember, six presidents have been shot. I'm going from memory. We can look that up. How many presidents have been shot? Six. Six presidents have been shot. How many have been assassinated? Three? I'm going from memory. Woodrow Wilson probably got poisoned, but he'd be a fourth. There have been 30 attempts to kill an incumbent or former president or a president-elect have been made since the 1800s. Four sitting presidents have been killed. All of them by gunshot. Abraham Lincoln, James A. Garfield, William McKinley, and John F. Kennedy. So it's four. I'm going from memory. Four. I guess one of them died from an infection. That's right, from the bullet wound. So technically he died from it as well. So their only option now, because the Senate gets it, Trump is now using his constitutional power. He's got all the emails, all the text, and suddenly the Senate goes, we know you got a whole bunch of other women lined up as political operatives. every one of these stories has already fallen apart. We're going to go ahead with the vote on Friday. And so all the bluster, all the bravado, all the chutzpah, all of it is now beginning to completely evaporate. And they don't know what to do. All their smirking and all their con manning and all their arrogance, all their confidence games are evaporating right now. So very, very, very good things are taking place. But let's not think we're out of the woods yet. They're going to try to engage in massive election fraud. Undoubtedly, they are trying to kill Trump right now. There is no telling what these crooks are going to do. And they've gone to Google and Facebook and Twitter. All these things were set up in covert conjunction with NQTEL and the CIA. That's on record. And that group believes they're all taking orders from Obama and Hillary. And as it becomes apparent that President Trump is about to become president for real, get ready. You know, the president, I told you a month ago, was going to have executive orders against big tech. I told you he was going to go after Facebook for discrimination. It happened a week after I told you. I told you he's got executive orders coming on banking. I have that directly from people who talk to the president. I told you that they believe 4.8% growth rate in the economy a month before it happened because I know the individual that had dinner with Kudlow in New York. He's the chief advisor. You think I just make this stuff up? And I'm telling you right now, we just turned the page. We just went to the top of the mountain. Now, we're not over the hump yet, but we are about to go over the hump. You can feel it. The enemy is absolutely in panic mode, but I'm telling you, they're desperate criminals that have had power for decades. And I wouldn't be surprised if they don't wheel a giant truck bomb to the White House while the president's there and just kill everybody in it if they can. In fact, if I was the president, because we have the deep state in its own form of martial law, I would be locking down streets five blocks around the White House, and I would have armored personnel carriers out there with big guns ready to stop armored trucks filled with explosives. And I would put more missile batteries. I just put missile batteries out in the open. Well, they already got them in D.C. They need missile batteries out in the open now with loyal troops, loyal operators, not the normal chain of command. Because, believe me, they'll try to fly an airplane into the White House as well. Or they'll try to shoot down Air Force One. I know Trump's out front like George Washington at all these rallies and everything, and God bless him. But I'm telling you, the next 43 days, they are going to try to kill Donald, John, Trump, just as sure as the sun came up. They aren't shutting me down and engaging in mass censorship and doing this to millions of other conservatives because they're playing games. They are making their move, and they want us shut down when they kill him. That's why he's got to move on the Justice Department now. And Mike Adams is right. They've already brought us into martial law. They've already brought us into civil emergencies. They've already tried the 25th Amendment four times we know of and failed. That's four failed coup attempts by these crazy people who've been squatting on this country and selling us out to the Chi-Coms for decades. And so what does the president do? When you're met with a home intruder, what do you do? When you're met with criminals gang raping your country, what do you do? There are no half measures with wild criminals. And the minute he begins to use his power, they begin resigning like the little cowards they are. Take all their security clearances. Fire them. Haul their asses into court. You need to make these little bastards have the fear of God before they make a move that plunges us into total civil war. We'll be right back. over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours, it's on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you who we have coming up here on this historic broadcast. Every day in the next 43 is incredibly historic. We're in an amazing time right now. James O'Keefe, with all the big coups they've just scored against the globalists, showing all these different government employees doxing people, using their federal databases, harassing patriots at their homes, using the stolen information for stalking, talking about how they're sabotaging, bringing the economy back to try to stop the Trump agenda of Make America Great Again. He is going to be joining us, Roger Stone, on the word that Rosenstein covertly resigned and now thinks he's going to be fired. We're going to make heads or tails out of that. Matt Bracken's joining us, Mike Adams in studio, dealing with the fact that, yes, Obama thinks he's in his third term, and they're operating with the deep state like he's still in office. That's why he shadows the president around, because Trump hasn't rescinded. He rescinded TPP. He rescinded a bunch of other stuff, but he hasn't rescinded the emergency Obama put in place. We're going to read you the U.S. code, the executive orders, and what the president needs to do next. And boy, isn't it funny? What you hear on this broadcast ends up being what the president does. Why is that? Because I go to the scholarly research, I go to the facts, and I put into the ether, I inject into the bloodstream the antidote to the globalist poison. And I put out the leading policy to counter stuff like this that has been already written into policy that they're not telling Trump. And he's super smart, but he hasn't been studying globalism and COG and the New World Order like I have and Joel Skousen have for decades. And Skousen's right. That's Trump's blind spot. He has great instincts, but he doesn't get the full issue. Also, Paul wrote this article. This is for the president. This is for Tucker Carlson. This is for the folks in D.C. that asked for this last week. You're going to have all week long a series of articles. This is the first one from Paul Joseph Watson. Big tech has defined conservatism as hate speech. That's their game. Conservatism is against their terms of service. And then they go, oh, we don't ban conservatives, we ban hate speech. Oh, it's a game they play, and we have the admissions, we have the links to it, we have all the facts. Very important article if you want to defeat the globalist, and you want to see good policy now out of the Justice Department taking action for antitrust and cartel behavior, civil rights violations by these groups working in concert, and you don't think we don't have moles inside these meetings? All of these major companies were set up by the U.S. government with private interest. So there are people inside all of these. Zuckerberg, Darcy, all of them are being closely watched. Does that mean the groups watching them are perfect? No, power corrupts. But these people are rogue globalists 110%. Please get this article out. You are the power of the broadcast now with the shadow banning. And I know you get demonized on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and blocked. And if you attack me, they promote you everywhere and push your videos. Because that's how the Pavlovian conditioning works. You have to go through the pain and through the ridicule like I've done to win. And we are going to win. You don't think George Washington wasn't demonized and lied about during the Revolutionary War? Just like they tried to undermine Trump, but he's broken through that. So that's all coming up. Rosenstein, they're reporting, really resigned Friday. But then, again, it's all deception with them. They think Trump's an idiot. So they wouldn't announce it. And Bloomberg says they don't know why. It's because they wanted to trick Trump into announcing he was gone to then act like Trump had gotten rid of him, because they've already set it up that if he got rid of Rosenstein, he was sabotaging the fake Mueller probe, the Mueller probe. So, again, they're playing some serious games. We're watching it right now. We'll give you the latest as it unfolds here today. But this is an incredible time to be alive, and we're seeing amazing things happening. Listen. I don't like being persecuted. I don't like being demonized. I don't like being the most banned person in the free world, or what was free. But if I have to do it to change things, I will do it. And that's the example I'm trying to give. I'm not trying to work within the system when the system's been taken over by criminals. I'm trying to take our republic back and get our constitutional system back in place. And not that it's perfect, but it's light years better than rogue, out-of-control corporations and bureaucracies and people like Rosenstein and McCabe acting like they're God. And finally, Trump is moving against them with all these secret documents that prove they're criminals, and they don't know what to do. So again, now is the time to be strong. Now is the time to be focused, and now is the time to be praying for President Trump, and please pray for InfoWars. And again, I stuck my neck out there because I believe in you. I believe that if we expose world government, the tyrants, and what they were doing, that you would respond. That, yes, those of us that stuck our necks out would be targeted, but the globalists believe by persecuting us, that'll scare you away. Yeah, it'll scare the cowards away, but it will only activate the real men and women out there. And you are the real men and women. This broadcast, the audience of activists that listen, no matter if you're old or young, black, white, Hispanic, you name it, whether you're from Cuba, whether you're from Russia, whether you're from Brazil, or whether you're from Germany, whether you're from Mexico or whether you're from Canada, if you love liberty and you love freedom and you believe in people's basic freedom, then we are brothers and sisters. And these elitists are superpower mad because they don't have innate power and they have seized control of our nation. Now, that said, you'd think I'd be making a big deal out of the fact that PayPal, one of the biggest payment processors in the world, who's buying up most of the other payment processors, that's another antitrust issue, they're making global consolidations with Soros right now, one of the largest global payment processors, and I believe it's an antitrust violation, and I believe that they should be broken up because of that, and that this big deal they've got coming up at the end of the month should be stopped. And I'll get to that more later. And yes, this is literal mark of the beast. Have big banking cartels, big media cartels, IT cartels, tech cartels, with a global social score, deplatforming someone and now saying you can't even have banking. Imagine what Hitler would have done with technology like that. This is illegal. And we are going to be forced to take action on this one. It's so discriminatory. It's so incredibly serious. And it affects everyone. So we still have PayPal for another 8 working days, they say. They can cancel any time. And we have other payment processing systems there on the site you can choose from. The New York Times, and people are like, he's crippled. He's going down. All his payment processing is shut down. I don't know if they want fake victories or whether they're that stupid. But clearly they're going to go after all of it. And the injunctions and the lawsuits and all that are obviously coming. But they're going to go after everybody next. This is already happening to Jihad Watch and David Horowitz and everybody else. And we stood up for WikiLeaks when they had their PayPal blocked, and then there was a big operation launched against Visa, MasterCard, and others, and they had to back off. People need to rally behind InfoWars, and the best way to do it is financially and by word of mouth spreading InfoWars.com/show and telling people, find out why it's verboten. Find out why they want it shut down. And so we don't have new specials yet, and it's our last run of the Survival Shield X2, the only type from Deep Earth Crystals. It's 999999, pure or more. It's actually 99.999 and a whole bunch of nines. It's so amazing, the good halogen. That's still 25% off. That special will have to end because it is the last run of it, and it's selling a lot faster than I thought. Also, Brain Force Plus is 40% off. That is our new special now, with 20% more each bottle and 40% off Chakra 12. That are, I guess they just got the new specials up minutes ago because they hadn't done it. Click on Last Run X2. See if that's still 25% off because it hadn't gotten done today. Okay, it still is. It still is 25% off. Okay. So take advantage of that at InfoWarsStore.com and send a strong message to the globalists that you're going to back the First Amendment. Without you, we will be shut down. Without you, we would already be gone. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. However you're listening to the show, tell people to tune in now. We'll be right back.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the Washington Times is reporting that Rosenstein did resign last week. So is Bloomberg, but did it verbally. Now they're trying to make Trump basically firing. A lot of chicanery going on. Noel Francisco, the Solicitor General, is slated to take it over. That's being reported by the Washington Times. Dow drops to session lows and reports that Rod Rosenstein has resigned. That's CNBC. So joining us is Roger Stone. Notice, Roger, as you said back when Trump first got in office, declassify all the illegal spying. That will destroy these criminals. And their arrogance in text messages bragging about their plan to remove the president, Trump even threatening to release that, and now has the inspector general overseeing what they are going to release. Finally, he took the gloves off, and finally they are going to their knees. That is my view on this, and I think it's now time for Trump to move big time ahead of the election. Don't listen to mainstream media. Act bold. and we will see this country saved. What do you think?
You know, Alex, I agree with you. I think it's a seminal moment now where the president not only needs to act, but then he needs to go to the American people and explain precisely what he's doing and why he's doing it. I was not pleased that he ordered the declassification of the FISA documents, which really document the efforts to illegally and unconstitutionally spy on the campaign of Donald Trump using the machinery of the Obama Justice Department and Obama intelligence agencies to do so. And then he demurred because of an argument by Rod Rosenstein that such declassification would harm our national security and would expose our sources and methods. The only thing it's going to expose, Alex, is the criminal activity of the Obama gang and the cabal at the Justice Department that includes Rosenstein and Mr. Mueller. The president should not be dissuaded. It's very interesting that even in sending it to the inspector general, he still said, at the end of the day, I'll decide what I'm going to do about these releases. So he reserved the power unto himself. I'm not certain that Noel Francisco, the Solicitor General, is next in line. I believe that Rosenstein and Reince Priebus, the first White House Chief of Staff, plotted and may have got the president to sign off on a plan to change that. I'm looking for some clarification.
But the president can change that plan whenever he wants. Now, expanding on that, there's also some newspapers reporting that Rosenstein's actually taking part in cabinet meetings right now and thought he'd be fired but wasn't. And Bloomberg and others are reporting that he resigned on Friday. It looks like they're trying to create a bunch of confusion to make the president fire him so they can then act like he's covering up the Mueller probe.
Yeah, I think that it may be what they're up to. Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, others have taken that point of view that this is a provocation. They're not saying that Rosenstein shouldn't be fired. I think what they're saying is he should be fired after the election a few short weeks from now so that the mainstream media cannot create some Saturday Night Massacre type frenzy, particularly in the wake of this Kavanaugh outrage. This is a new thing, Alex, where any woman can come forward and claim sexual assault. She doesn't have to have witnesses, corroboration, contemporaneous noting of it. She just can just say it. And because she's a woman, we have to believe her. Because she's a woman, we have to view her as credible. Now the second woman has come forward. Her claim seems to be even weaker than the first one.
And let's go back to this. The media is now reporting on keg parties that happened 36 years ago at a high school, 35 years ago at a college, and all the witnesses that both women put forward say this is totally made up. We were never even at a party. This is insane. But I predicted last week that they would start bringing for more women at the end to cover up for the last fake claim.
Yeah, you think you were exactly on the money with that prediction, and we see it unfolding before our very eyes. Notice that this woman wasn't sure 6 days ago that it was Kavanaugh. And then after intense conversation with Senate Democrat staffers, now she's sure it was Kavanaugh. You know, Ronan Farrow, who I think did a great job in exposing the Weinstein scandal, has really, I think, stretched his own credibility by putting this one forward. Ronan, you're a journalist. Where's your second source? Where's your corroboration? What you have is an uncorroborated claim with someone who has a clear political bias and emotion.
Well, that's right. Roger, I'm now seeing major talking points in the corporate media that if someone says something, the accused is guilty. No, in Western jurisprudence and in our Constitution, Bill of Rights, everything, you are innocent until proven guilty. And if there's a statute of limitations, you can't even look at it because it's famous that people make things up against famous people many decades later. And then when all the person's witnesses actually say the opposite, you're called impeached. You are discredited.
Yeah, it's really incredible. There are actually some talking heads saying, well, Kavanaugh should just now withdraw. Under no circumstances should he do so. If he withdraws, Alex, people will read into that that he's guilty, that he's done something wrong.
And isn't it good news that the Republican leadership is saying, we think this is all politically motivated now? They've gone from prostrating themselves and gesticulating on the ground in a supine position to now saying this is a bunch of political crap. We're going to confirm him. We're moving forward, dead ahead.
It's an improvement. Remember when Anita Hill made these similar charges against a Supreme Court nominee, Clarence Thomas? She was subjected to the withering cross-examination by Senator Arlen Specter, and her case essentially fell apart. Then the liberal said, Specter will pay a terrible price for this at the polls. He was reelected. One senator with guts right now could change history. But instead, the Senate Majority on Judiciary says the questioning of Ms. Ford, the first witness, will be conducted by a female Senate staffer. A lack of courage, in my view.
Now, think about that. Women are equal to men. Women can do anything men can do. And so women are in a man's world, or men are in a woman's world. But now only a woman can talk to her. She gets to make these accusations that have already fallen completely apart, and then only a woman can question her. Oh, so see, this is the left trying to have chivalry, but also not having chivalry. So they jump back and forth.
Well, it's also the cowardice of certain career politicians who don't want to risk a backlash back in their home states because they were tough in questioning a woman. Some senator simply needs to say, Ms. Ford, is there a witness to anything you're telling us? Do you have any corroboration whatsoever? Did you note it in a book? Did you tell one of your girlfriends at the time something, anything?
That's right. Roger, I want to shift gears briefly. You're going to be joining us again on the War Room today. We have a special broadcast. It's going to go from 8 a.m. to midnight on Wednesday. Stand with Trump. Stand with InfoWars. Stand with free speech. Stand with victory. It's going to be a special broadcast we're going to be doing because we're being banned off PayPal. They're trying to take our payment processing completely away. That would shut us down if they're able to do it, listeners. So please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and stock up on the great books, T-shirts, and videos that, I guess if they're successful shutting us down, they'll be real collector's items. But, you know, I'm going down swinging, and I think our destruction will be an example to many, many others. But we are in a real battle for our lives here. James Woods has been banned now. Everybody's getting banned. This is total evil. But just very briefly, Roger, I think this signals Trump taking the gloves off, him saying he'll declassify this stuff, which is still going to get declassified. It's just being reviewed by the inspector general there at the Justice Department. I think Trump has really turned the corner, and I sense victory. And you see them caving in right now, and Rosenstein caving in, because Trump is finally acting like the president when it comes to standing up to the deep state.
Now, I think you're right, Alex. I think that if Rosenstein didn't resign today, he's going to get fired. It may not be today. Maybe it's 2 weeks from now, but I think his number is up. What's funny is seeing the NBCs and the others try to say, oh, no, he was only joking. No, he was not joking. He talked about wearing a wire to entrap the president of the United States to remove him under the 25th Amendment.
But you were the first person 20 months ago to predict was already going on, and now it's all confirmed. Because they're all a bunch of yes-men cowards of the deep state, carrying out crimes for the Bushes and the Clintons for 20 years. And they believe they own this country and the people, and they all thought they'd bring Trump down, but now it's blown up in their face, and now the real battle's been joined. But I think Trump is now in the maximum physical danger, Roger.
I agree once again. And let's face it, the silencing of InfoWars was always part of their plan. Shutting Alex Jones up, getting him off of social media, shutting him down, is a key part of their takedown plan for the president.
That's the real canary in the coal mine. God bless you, Roger Stone. Coming up, James O'Keefe with more, then Mike Adams, then Matt Bracken, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, Tomorrow's News Today, the most banned broadcast in the world. Share the link, InfoWars.com/show. Share the videos, download them, re-upload them, and tell folks about local stations you're watching and listening to. And while you still can't get the Android app at InfoWars.com/app. It's free. And tell folks about the app.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most.
Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.